The next item on the agenda is discussion on future meeting formats, hybrid, video conferencing, and in-person. Many of you may have noticed that at the request of the Texas Attorney General, the governor announced that beginning September 1st, we're back to normal, so to speak, with Texas Open Meetings Act. And so we need to have a little bit of a discussion today on what that means for us. And with that, Pam, I think you have a little bit of a discussion for us.
Yes, I do. The slide here to kind of update us and kind of see what that means. So with that, we have a couple of options. We can go fully in person in Waco, Texas, everybody sitting in the same boardroom. However, we do have the option of video conferencing called a hybrid approach. What we have there is the presiding officer must be sitting in a public location that is open to the public. And of course, that would be the VRA boardroom here in Waco, Texas. We can have remote participations, even voting members, but there are a couple of key things that we have to are required to do by the Open Meetings Act. Your video and audio must be on for you to be considered present, and you must have a quorum present for the entire meeting. If you don't have a quorum due to some technical issues, you can call a recess. And if you don't have those, and it says in there in the Open Meetings Act, if you don't get your technical issues fixed within 6 hours, then you would actually have to call the meeting and to hold it off until another day to finish that meeting or another time. You would do that. So those are the requirements. I'm going to recommend, you know, this starts September 1st is when this requirement begins. So just to let you know, I would recommend you start practicing with your video and audio and make sure you have everything sorted out on your end. I will say BRA is experienced in holding meetings in our boardroom. We have done hybrid meetings. We're pretty well set up technologically and have our IT staff is experienced and we're all set to go. And I will say if anyone had any questions about audio, video, Teams meetings, and you still have any sort of issues with connectivity, reach out to me and BRA IT staff is available to help you with that. If for some reason you need some assistance with that, anything we could help with. I'll have Matt.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, looking at these pictures, just so everyone knows, our board meeting is, our boardroom is much larger than what's in these pictures. So yeah, just, we can accommodate this entire group. So just want to make sure everyone knows. Those of you who have been there know that.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. That's an excellent point. So Pam, just from a practical standpoint, when we start meeting again, the presiding officer will have to be sitting in Waco in the BRA offices, but everyone else, it can either be sitting in the BRA office or can be remote like we are right now, except you have to be visible. Both, you know, you certainly audio, but video, you have to actually be visible. That being said, and we're relying upon existing legislation that is out there. That being said, there, for those of you who do not have that ability right now, I would very much encourage you to either contact Pam, or you can contact me, and I can refer you to some of our IT people. We can work with you to try and get you in a position where you are technically able to be on. Otherwise, you'll need to join me in Waco. One of the things that I also want to focus very much on is we absolutely have to continue to have a quorum for our meetings. And so I'm a little concerned, to be quite frank with you, that we may have some quorum issues coming up. And based upon what I've seen of Sam's schedule, we can't afford to have a lack of a quorum circumstance on our meetings. So that being said, Glenn, looks like you have a question.
Yeah, first of all, I want to really thank Pam and company for allowing this hybrid option, because that to me is a fantastic concession for us to make, and I really, really appreciate it. I do have just one technical question. The it says that the presiding officer must be in a boardroom open to the public. Does that mean that Brandon could sit in his boardroom in Texas City and meet those requirements. It doesn't specify the boardroom, right?
We'll have to look at that, Glenn. As far as I know, the intent was for the chair to be actually sitting in the boardroom where it's posted itself. And we'll need to seek guidance from our attorney and from the BRA.
I understand. Just trying to help you out, Brandon.
I truly appreciate it, Glenn. I truly do. And so either, you know, the presiding officer, either I or in my absence, Alicia, for right now, we'll have to be in Waco, but we certainly can check and see if the intent allows for us to have the ability to, I mean, it would be a dual posting is kind of what it boils down to. And I'm not sure whether that's allowed.
So. Yeah, this is Riley. So I don't know that the statute necessarily establishes where the meeting's being held. That's going to probably be handled by the bylaws. And, you know, right now the Brazos River Authority is your all's governmental, what's the word, Pam, agent, or where they're
sponsor.
Say that
where
again.
Where their sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor. Yeah, their sponsor entity. And so that's why things are, you know, if BRA is going to be able to perform that job efficiently and effectively, we need to be able to perform it where our folks are located, where our IT folks are located, and so forth. And the other thing is wherever that location is, it has to be open to the public. And if there's any kind of like reasonable expectation that there's going to be a large number of the public present, you're going to want to have that in a space where that's appropriate, which we have the room for that, and you don't want to be changing it a lot either, because that can make it difficult on the public and everybody as well. You want to try to maintain a primary single location for doing your meetings. I mean, if meetings every once in a while need to change or whatever, that's fine. You've got to notice that and so forth. But there's good reasons to keep it at the BRA.
I agree. I agree, Riley. I'd love for there to be an exception or an opportunity that would allow me to remain where I am, but I also am fully prepared to come to Waco. I've already warned the BRA staff, though, that if me coming to Waco on a monthly basis, since I'm one of BRA's biggest customers, that they can expect to be bothered quite a bit by me on that day. But I'm perfectly willing to come to Waco.
No problems. Agree with everything. Just asking the question.
I appreciate it, Glenn. I truly do.
Pam, did you want to remind folks that if they do want to drive and come to Brandon and I in person, that you'll pay for their gas?
Yes, Alicia, that is my next slide I'm pulling up here. You are eligible, as voting members are eligible, for mileage reimbursement. We actually have some money budgeted for that, and that's about $4,500 over this planning cycle. You are reimbursed at the current state rate, which is 56 cents per mile, according to the state comptroller's office website that establishes that. You'll see you would have to fill out some paperwork for me. You have to state basically that you can only be reimbursed, you're only getting reimbursement from one source, and that's from the planning group, and you are eligible for that mileage reimbursement from them. Planning group if you're a voting member. And you would just coordinate with me on filling out this form that I have here. And we would, you know, it's reimbursed by check at a later date from the BRA processes that as part of our administrative duties. And that's all I have. Any questions on that?
Excellent. Thank you, Pam and Riley, for bringing that up. If I do want to heavily encourage you to get prepared for a trial run in August. It's not essential, and it won't be in effect by that time, but essentially doing a trial run for August, and then in September, we will be fully re-implementing in accordance with that provision that is allowed by law. Sujith, I see you have a question.
Sir, I think in future, Chair, maybe one meeting, we will got to have at least 7 members present so we can work out the quirks, whatever it is. So if 7 of us are right there, that way we can continue with the meeting. And if any technical glitches, we can start working them out wherever they are.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sujith. Just on a personal note, when it comes to separate legislation that my entity has, we're allowed to do video conferencing, but we have to have more or less a quorum sitting in the chairs in the room. So I truly do encourage those of you who can come to Waco for those meetings, certainly being directly present for the meetings, especially once we start getting into the more technical discussions. I'd be very much appreciated if you would be present in Waco. So any other thoughts or comments in that regard?